There's the latest from Casper McWade. It's called Whiskey Bent and Jail Bound. I think I've been there a few times on Friday and Saturday night. But we want to welcome in a friend of the Iron Country Morning Show, Casper McWade. Good morning, Casper. How are you?
Good morning, man. I'm doing all right.
It's good to hear from you again. Been a long time since last time we talked, since you were over at Boxcars in Clinton. I heard that one went on till the early morning hours.
Yeah, that was a great, great time. And Opogo over there, good guy.
Well, I know that was the first time that that I was actually got to hear you do Don't Follow, and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for that to come out. And what a great song that was that you did with Cody Jenks. And there's a special meaning behind what you're doing with that song. Tell everybody what that's about.
Yeah, I came to Cody with the idea about cutting that one. Of course, that's an old Alice in Chains song. And everybody that knows anything about them knows that Jerry Cantrell is from Atoka, Oklahoma, and I'm from Oklahoma as well. And, you know, I've been kind of following him for years and all the things he does. But that was a song about his father in Vietnam. And so I wanted to do something to give back to our veterans. I told Cody what my idea was. And so he joined me in the studio for it. And the both of us agreed we would never keep a penny from it. So it all goes to the military assistance program.
That's outstanding. And you've got a new album that's dropping this Sunday, September 6th, called Unraveled. And has this been something that you've been working on for a while, or did the COVID really help you push this one along, Casper?
Well, we had already booked the studio time before the COVID stuff hit. It did kind of give us the spare time we needed to focus on the record, I suppose. But it was already kind of in the works with the label Death Before Pop Country. And so we'd already had a song list for, you know, mostly worked up. We added a couple last minute, and one of them that I finished writing the day it was time to cut lyrics or cut vocals in the studio. I finished the lyrics for The Eagle that morning.
Yeah, The Eagle is a great song that people are hearing right now on Iron Country. And tell us a little bit about, like you said, it was the last song cut. What was the thought process behind that song?
The Eagle is just a tune about, you know, being on the road like I have been for years. I've been running the highways trying to keep them hot for a long time. But you know, it's, you got to kind of look at why do you do this, other than, you know, it's the obvious, you know, this is just what I do. But you know, I've got a young family at home that I'm trying to keep afloat and trying to build a life for. And you know, what's it all for if I'm gone all that time and not, you know, making that dollar to send it home. Well, yeah, so that's pretty much everything about The Eagle there.
Well, you know, the first single that I heard off this album is a song that has been getting a lot of requests here at Iron Country, and that's called Whiskey Bent and Jail Bound. And a lot of people loving that tune. A lot of blue-collar people really, gravitate to your music and can relate to your music. Is that a good feeling for you?
Yeah, man. That's my people. That's who I am, and that's the people I like to be around. You know, and I think most anybody from any walk of life likes to be around like-minded folks. And you know, I've always been a very blue-collar, pro-American. And so I like to be around folks just like that as well.
All right. Well, one of the songs I noticed, I haven't heard it yet, but I noticed, I looked at your track listing for Unraveled, and that is an old REO Speedwagon song that I'm a big fan of, called Take It on the Run. How did you get, how did you pick that one out for the album?
Well, man, to be honest, I learned the song on a dare from my son. It was on the radio one day, and anybody that's ever heard REO Speedwagon knows that, I forget the singer's name. I know it, but it's just eluding me at the moment. No, he's got kind of a soft, feminine voice. And I was like, yeah, I said, turn that girly stuff off, man. And he's like, I dare you to learn it. And I did, and I fell in love with it. And I was like, you know, we added some steel guitar and some fiddle and turned it into a country song. So don't be expecting the REO Speedwagon version when you get to finally hear it.
Am I going to hear
but,
that?
It turned into one of my favorites on the record.
Am I going to hear that Gary Richrath guitar tone in there? Because I'm an old REO Speedwagon fan. I like that old REO from back in the day.
You'll hear there's definitely a nod in the solo. There's definitely a nod for REO.
All right. Well, this Sunday is your big album release party for Unraveled. And tell us a little bit about that. I hear it's down in Oklahoma. From what Dale and the guys tell me at Death Before Pop Country, it's going to be quite a party.
Yeah, man, it's going to be at the, uh, at, at the marvelous Mercury Lounge in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That place is an iconic place in Tulsa, and of course there's a big scene there. A lot of people keep calling it the new Austin. Yeah,
I guess one of the things I want to give you the big thumbs up on, Casper, is you have the tendency to make sure that your albums come out in vinyl, and I just think vinyl has such more of a thick sound than CDs or MP3s now. Do you feel the same way? Is that why you're putting it out on vinyl?
Yeah, I mean, then there's just something, man. You can't mess with old school cool, you know. A vinyl album is just timeless, you know. And you get, I love the sound as well, you know. If you've got a decent turntable, then you just can't fade that sound. It's amazing.
It is amazing, and
you get those rich lows, and you know, stuff you won't get with a digital download.
Exactly. And another thing I wanted to talk to you about was the song Whiskey. You know, I was a fan of that song before Cody cut it. I mean, that's having Cody cut it for his latest album has got to put a big, kick into that song. A lot of people grabbing it now. Have you written with anything else with Cody lately?
We've been tossing a couple of things back and forth. Unraveled was a co-write. The title track of the new record is a co-write with Cody. And it turned out to be pretty fantastic. It has grabbed a lot of people's attention. Even just the acoustic version, you know, just me and my guitar on a YouTube channel. I can't wait for people to hear the full band versions. There's two versions of that song on the new record, and they're both fantastic in my opinion.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with one of my favorite sites, Death Before Pop Country, because these guys are promoting you pretty big and pretty hard and heavy.
Yeah, these guys. Scott is he's a fantastic artist in his own right. He does all of my actual album art, and has for quite some time before we decided to do the stuff with the label. And he and Dale is Dale's just a workhorse, man. And these guys over at Death Before are second to none. They're fantastic, you know. I'm happy to be a part of the family over there.
Well, Casper, is the big plan maybe to get back up here once they start lightening up on this COVID thing? And because we'd love to see you up here in Iron Country.
Well, I was trying real hard to make a stop. I'm actually about to start a Midwest tour. I'll start September 12th. I'll be in Kansas, and then I'm heading up. And I'm hitting Bucks in Venice, Nebraska, and I'm doing a deal in Iowa, and then I'm headed over to Indy for a few dates and Cincinnati with the Dallas Moore. I think I'm going to do a date or two with him. Then headed over to Pennsylvania for six or seven dates, and then down the eastern seaboard and into Florida and make a big loop and come back to Oklahoma.
It is so good to get live music back out. I know everybody up here in Iron Country is dying for some live music. Casper, tell everybody where the best place to get your music and find out more about what's going on with you is.
CasperMcQuaid.com or DeathBeforePopCountry.com is the easiest way to order it online, or you can go up, of course, all of the digital culprits like iTunes and Spotify. I mean, it's out there. So if anybody types my name in, they can find it. They want the hard copies, any of the Facebook pages and Twitter. I mean, all the places. So all I got to do is spend a few seconds looking for it, and they'll have it delivered straight to their home.
All right. Well, I look forward to getting a vinyl copy of this and hopefully seeing you real soon on the road again. We're going to play another tune off Unraveled. It is released this Sunday, September 6th. And this one is called The Eagle. And Casper McQuaid, you are always welcome back here on Iron Country.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for what you guys are doing.